On today's Smart Living podcast, well, we have Diane Brenning talking to us about those real estate commissions, how they've changed. Now we can negotiate. Well, we're going to break that down on how you can benefit when it comes to buying or selling a home and saving on those commission rates. Plus, we have a website where you can score some deals when it comes to Amazon returns. You don't want to miss this episode of Smart Living. Hi, folks. Welcome to Smart Living. And you can see sitting next to me is Diane Brenning. So, Diane, let's talk about some things that have been in the news recently when it comes to real estate about these commissions. So it's big news. Realtors are not making the kind of money they used to. They can't just set the standard 5% commission fees. That's changed, right?
Well, standard is actually 6%. And okay, the National Association of Realtors settled a lawsuit that, and there's, this blew up this week, and there's a lot of people freaking out about it. There's a lot of headlines that are incorrect. There's a lot of misinformation out there. So I'd love to break that down. Basically, NAR, National Association of Realtors, settled this lawsuit. Starting in July, realtors, once it's approved, realtors will not be able to put the commission that they are giving buyer's agents. Okay. So as it stands now on the listing MLS, you can put what the seller is offering to a buyer's agent. Mm-hmm. So everybody's thinking, oh, that commission's going away. Buyer's agents aren't going to make any money. That's not true.
Okay.
So what's going to happen is sellers, you can negotiate.
Okay.
So what'll happen?
If I'm selling a house.
If you're selling a house, don't you want to, so you're selling a house. Let me ask you this. Do you not want to have your home advertised to the biggest buyer base possible?
Of course I do.
Okay. So if you don't have buyers, how are buyers going to reach you?
Right. I need marketing. I need people to advertise that my house is for sale.
Right. So you're still going to need buyer's agents. And so then I would go to you if you're my client and say, look, you're going to get a broader base of buyers and more chance of multiple offers if we offer an agent who brings the buyer incentive to show your home.
So basically what you're saying is that if I'm selling my house, I have an agent that's representing me.
Yes.
And I'm paying them commission. But if you entice the buyers, real estate agent, if that buyer's real estate agent knows they're going to earn money, they're more likely to show the house.
Right. And as it stands now, people think, well, now buyers have to pay a commission to their agent to find a house. And right now buyers are struggling with high interest rates. Some people are struggling just to come up with their down payment.
Yeah, that's true.
So sellers have a lot of equity. The smart thing would be for sellers to continue to offer commission
to a buyer's agent.
To sell your home.
But you can negotiate it now.
You can negotiate it. Absolutely. Well, you could always negotiate
it
before.
That's what I was about to say. I was like, that's why I mentioned 5% because I've never paid 6% on a real estate transaction. I've always negotiated. And that's the thing. They were presenting it like, oh, now we can negotiate, but we always could negotiate.
You could always negotiate. Yes. And that's one of the misconceptions.
Okay.
So a lot of people are thinking, well, great. I'm going to save money. I don't have to pay a buyer's agent. Well, how are you going to market your house? How are you going to get the most exposure to the most amount of buyers?
Mm-hmm.
If you have that attitude, it's a lot of what FSBOs do, which is for sale by owners.
Mm-hmm.
Statistically, they get less money for their home and they end up hiring an agent to sell their home. They think, okay, I'm going to save on all this commission. Well, how are you marketing yourself? You're not getting a broad base of buyers and they end up making less money.
Wow.
So those that want to save money, I mean, the real estate process isn't easy. There's a huge misconception that, oh, realtors are overpaid. The public does not know everything that we absolutely do. I mean, if you know how to read an inspection report, if you know how to read a settlement statement, if you know how to read a title commitment, I mean, great. But if you're, and this is the hugest financial purchase of your life, probably, in a lot of times. So if you want to wing it, do it your own. You know, even you were telling us on the podcast, on the first podcast we did together, which you can see on YouTube, it's episode one.
Thank you.
You purchased this beautiful home and you had scorpions.
Yes.
Okay.
We talked about that.
Yes. So you didn't know what your rights were until I told you, yes, you can go after those sellers for that, you know, and you should. You know, they should have disclosed that. There's a lot of stuff. And I can see there's going to be a lot of cases where buyers are going to get a little bit fleeced by sellers. Do you know what I mean? If they don't have the proper presentation. If a buyer can afford to pay an agent, great. But I think the seller has the equity to be able to do that.
Okay.
We're still so early on in this that a lot has to be interpreted. A lot has to be, you know, hindsight. We're going to see how it's going to flush out. you know, we're not actively doing this. So we're going to see what, you know, human nature, what happens here. Yeah. Right now, everyone's just guesstimating and saying, well, this might happen and 2 and 2 equals 4. And this, so this should happen, but who's to see, you know, you need a professional individual. You're, you know, you're people are spending millions on homes, hundreds of thousands. And if you're going to just wing it and do it yourself without protecting yourself, I don't know if that's the wisest decision.
Well, I mean, I think that that's valid what you're saying. I mean, you definitely put a perspective of why you'd want to hire a realtor.
Yeah. So, but if you want to save the money.
Yeah, you can do it. I will say, you know, I'm naturally a cheap person. I like to be self-sufficient, do things on my own. But I've bought and sold many houses. I like to use a realtor. And the reason why I do is because I miss a lot of the small details. So there's a lot of legal contracts that need to be signed. A realtor who has experience, I absolutely, it's worth the money to me. It's worth the money to me.
Wow. Did you hear that, everybody?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's worth the money. It is. It's a huge purchase, you know, and it's so funny. And I don't know whether realtors that are unprofessional are to blame or where real estate agent got such a bad stigma to them. And I think it's, you know, lazy agents who haven't done a good job. I think those are all going to get weeded out, you know, and real professionals who do a great quality job for their clients and their clients can see the value in using them is what we're going to see.
Yeah, so I agree. Okay. Well, that's some great advice there. Now, Diane, people can find you where, what was your email again?
Oh, my email is can'tremember@gmail.com.
Right. Yeah. I'll have a link on my blog at smartshopperdaphne.com where you can get a hold of Diane. Besides the email, I'll also have her real estate. So if you want to ask her some questions.
Sure. My social media. Yeah. Social media too is my realtor, Diane Brennan.
Yeah.
A subliminal message.
It is. And she always posts all of her wonderful travels on there too. So a lot of good stuff. Okay. Well, Diane, we're going to talk about some money saving tips, but before we do that, let's talk a little bit about you. You know, I told you that yes, because you're hilarious. I think you're great. I love that you do the show with me once in a while. You're perfect for radio or podcasting. And so one of the things that I'm always curious about is you were at KTR for like 20 years, weren't you?
Not 20.
How many years were you?
Like less than 10.
Less than 10 years.
I know, it felt like forever.
You made an impact. When I asked you, do you remember the name Diane Brennan? They're like, yeah, wasn't she on the radio? I get that.
Oh, okay.
So you made an impact the years that you were on the radio. But I'm curious, you know, being that I worked in television and I had a very high profile job, I left in 2016, moved on. My question to you is, why did you move on from KTR? That was a very comfortable job that you had back then. Why would you leave?
Yeah, why would I leave? Well, I don't know if anyone remembers this. Daryl Ann Carlo was my host. Mm-hmm. And Daryl got into a very bad accident. He was hit by an elderly driver after a Diamondbacks game.
Okay.
So his career kind of ended. And with my relationship with, you know, my bosses at the station, I thought that that was a pretty good time to exit as well.
So when your co-host left, it was kind of like, this isn't fun.
Well, he's the one that kind of kept me there. You know what I mean? I worked in the sports side, which I loved working with the sports guys. I was the mistress in the morning with Doug and Wolf. Uh-huh. I did sportscasts, you know, loved it. Worked on the news side, did 13 newscasts a day, co-hosted with Ann Carlo, gave 1 minute feature pieces for the morning news wheel. I did a lot and I just thought, well, I am going to put all this work and effort into myself, you know, and in my real estate career and try and make some more money.
Right. So, and you had a real estate show too there where you were on TV for a while. That was a pretty successful show, wasn't it?
Yeah. Once I got into real estate, I came back to KTAR and did that real estate show.
Okay.
Yeah. And a TV show on Cox Cable. So at the time I got into real estate, all the agents were quitting and getting out of real estate. So everyone thought I was crazy because the market crashed. Well, I'm a Canadian citizen and I built my business by helping Canadians purchase here.
There's a lot of Canadians that buy here. People
yeah.
We're that huge market for Canadians here.
The Canadian dollar was at par and Arizona real estate was on sale. So a lot of Canadian buyers helped us, you know, helped a lot of small businesses, you know, furniture, grocery stores, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. They really helped with the market here. So that's kind of how I built my business. So there was a lot of short sales and foreclosures and the banks didn't know what they were doing with short sales and the public certainly didn't know their options. So I created a radio show to help people understand what their options are so that they could make the best financial decisions for themselves.
That was a great idea to do that show. That was a great idea. But now we're in a different market. We're in a different market and we'll do another show on that. In terms of like everything, you know, the we're done with that. I felt like that time was Disneyland for me because I've lived here and I was like, wait, this house normally sells for $400,000. It's for sale for $130,000. Buy the house! house.
Well, that's good that you had that attitude. It was devastating times for a lot of people where they had to give up their homes and, you know, they didn't, nobody knew where the bottom was. So they're, it's good that you were confident and said, I'm not going to try and wait for the bottom to buy. This is already low. This is already a great deal. Everybody else was really in fear. Right. So congrats to you.
Well, yeah. But I also lived here most of my life. So I understand the real estate here just by living here.
Right. Well, and a lot of people have PTSD because they're waiting for another market to crash always.
Yeah. I know.
So that's always the talk. And okay, is the market going to crash? Is this another bubble? That's questions that we're constantly.
We're in a bubble now.
Yeah, exactly. So real estate's always cyclical. You know, everyone's got to keep that in mind. So
yeah, and you've been doing it for a while. You've got a lot of knowledge. Okay, so we were talking, so radio. So that's why you left radio totally there. And so now you're just basically independently working on your own as a realtor in the Valley, and you're full of information. You're also co-hosting with me on this show.
Yeah, and I do a little bit of, you know, freelance voice work, and I do host some financial shows that aired back east. So I kind of still had my toes in the broadcasting field.
Yes.
But if anybody wants to hire me, I'm telling you, I'm cheap.
They're always looking for that. And then also dating too. We've turned this into a dating show.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
yes.
She's totally available.
Everyone can try out for that as well. Yes. Can't remember her email at gmail.com. And it's a contest and I'll pick winner soon.
Okay. We're going to shift gears a little bit. I'm going to talk about a little bit about Money Saver. So there is this website. I'm going to bring up some video for all of you that are maybe listening to this, but I will try and describe this as best as I can because I know some of you are just listening to this. But there is an auction site called Nellis Auction. It is physically located here in the Valley. I wanted to try and bring it up on my Google account.
Where am I moving?
No, you're fine. And I'll just bring video while I talk to it. But it's Nellis. Let me spell it for you. Nellis auction.com. And basically, this is an auction site, and they sell all of Amazon returns. And I mean, so you see like a lot of these pop-up stores, like we sell Amazon returns. They're third party. They're not selling them directly. They're buying them from a place like Nellis Auction, and then they're selling them.
Oh.
So they're the direct source. Amazon really ships their returned items to Nellis Auction. In addition to, they also have the contract with Home Depot too. So they are doing a lot.
So they have Home Depot returns?
They have Home Depot returns. So they have two warehouses. One is located in East Mesa. The other one is located in South Phoenix. And so what you do is every day you go on the site, you look at all the items they have. Now, keep in mind, these are returned items. I already mentioned that, right?
So meaning that they might be dinged or dirty
exactly.
or something like that?
Exactly.
Okay.
Ding, dirty, broken, whatever. And not...
Somebody tried on the underwear, people.
Yeah, I don't think they sell used underwear.
They don't?
And they do sell used mattresses.
I thought it was
mattresses.
All returns.
I don't think they do the underwear. It's so gross. Or bathing suits or things like that. But they do mattresses. They sold mattresses on there. But some of the things are practically brand new and someone just didn't want it. But there's a lot of bargains to be held there. So basically, the auctions usually end every day. So if you didn't win it today, there'll be something of the same thing tomorrow. There is a 15% buyer's fee, plus you have to pay sales tax. So if you bid on something,
okay.
add an additional 25% to the price that you want it at, so you know you're getting it at. So I have bought a lot of things that this home has furnished with. I bought a clock. I bought, you know, those robotic vacuums. I've picked up robotic vacuums for like $50.
Really?
I have an electric car. I bought a charger for my electric car for just $50. So it's called Nellis Auction. Again, it's Nellis auction.com. And like I said, once you bid the item and you win it, you pay for it online, and then you go there and pick it up. So when you go there, you give them your telephone number, and they go, okay, go park in this parking space, pink number 2, and then they'll bring you your product. Now, you have 7 days to return it, so you can still return it. So if it's really bad or you really don't want it, you can bring it back and return it, and they'll give you your money back.
So you have to return it there. You can't return it at Amazon.
No, because it's no longer Amazon's okay. product.
All right, I have a question. Okay. Can you go there and look at the product?
Nope.
That.
You can't do that. That's where you get the deal, girl.
This is like when they had those grab bags at the pharmacy, uh-huh. you know what I mean? And it's like a dollar and you don't know what you're buying.
Yeah, it's kind of, well.
I would spend a lot of money like that. Although you kind of know what it is. You kind of know, but it might be a surprise when you get it.
But everybody I've turned on to Nellis Auction thanked me for it because it's some great stuff. I actually furnished my entire back house, my Airbnb back house for $5,000. Now, Javi, this house is only 600 square feet. It's 2-bedroom, 1-bath, but the whole entire house, I'm talking furnished for Airbnb for $5,000. 2 beds, bed frames, dressers, all the appliances, dishes, everything for $5,000 from Nellis Auction. But the downside of buying stuff from an auction is that you're dealing with stuff that people returned. So it's not going to be new. Sometimes something's going to be missing and you have to deal with the hassle of returning it and getting your money back. That is the price to pay for that bargain.
So what's the hassle? You have to drive back there and ask for your money back?
Yeah, go return it and get your money back. Or like, I bought like a hammock, right? So, you know, these are people going through like things that have been returned. There are pieces missing. It could be just as simple as a screw. There was a screw missing, but that screw I needed in order to put the hammock together. And without the screw, I couldn't do it. So I had to return the whole thing and drive all the way back there to get my money back.
And they gave you their money back.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Okay.
But the hassle is that you're dealing with returned items.
Yeah.
But if you are on a tight budget and you want to get something really nice, this is the way to go. They also sell TVs like this one that you're seeing behind me. I can't remember exactly what we bought it for. I want to guess about $300. That's a great deal. But it didn't have a stand, so we have to hang it on the wall. But the TV worked. We have another TV that has a little spot on it, a little scratch on it. But we got the TV for cheap. So that's the catch. So again, there's always a price to pay for returned items, but they are the source for Amazon and Home Depot returns. Two warehouses, one in Way East Mason, the other one in Phoenix. So when you bid on the auction, make sure you're bidding on the location that you want to pick up the
item. And do they have different stock at each?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
They put up each item. And they have lovely pictures. So when you're bidding on the item, they take pictures of it. They put a description. And you can look and see what it retailed for to make sure that you're bidding on the right price. And make sure to do your research. Make sure you're not overbidding on things. I've seen things go for more than you could buy at Amazon, which is just nonsense.
Right. That's just dumb people. Dumb. Yeah.
So it's called NellisAuction.com.
Excellent.
Yes. So that looks like that's a wrap for this show. What do you think?
Yeah. That was a lot of great information.
It was. You really, really explained the commission thing and what's going on there. Because I tell you, the news stories, I was like, wait, what? We're not charging commissions? What do you mean we can negotiate? We could always negotiate. So that's that. I'll have more information about what Diane said and how you can get a hold of her. Post it on my blog at smartshopperdaphne.com. And don't forget, you can always follow me on social media. I'm always putting content out there because that's what I do for a living. And if you want to help support this podcast, we are always looking for sponsorship. So just reach out to me on social media or on my blog at Smart Shopper Daphne. And don't forget, Diane, thanks for your time. And one more time, if you're wondering,
that's our exit music, also known as my timer going off. And subscribe. Please subscribe,
subscribe
to this wonderful woman.
Yes. Yeah. And support us. And don't forget, I'm Daphne Monroe, your smart shopper. Have a great day.